Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, which are all very good things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am very excited about this week's show. For two reasons, actually. Number one, this is my 52nd episode, which means we've actually been doing Stick Like Glue Radio for one full year. Yay! And the other reason is my special guest is none other than Jessica Rhodes. In addition to being one of my awesome virtual assistant and client support team members, Jessica is also my daughter and mom to my amazing grandson, Nathan. On this week's special episode, we're going to be talking about one of the hottest trends in social media today, and that is Pinterest. And I got to tell you, Pinterest is driving tons of traffic, free traffic, to my websites, and Jessica is spearheading that campaign for me. Jessica is the founder and president of ESS, which is Entrepreneur Support Services, and she works with a limited number of private clients, including your host, doing Pinterest marketing. She creates amazing infographics, and by the way, she also does a phenomenal job for me getting tons of interviews that where I am the guest on various radio shows and podcasts, which is yet another way to get your message out to the masses. And if we have time, we're going to talk about that, but for now, I really want to get started and talk to Jessica about Pinterest. So Jessica, welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So, you know, Jessica, I know a lot of people that I talk to that are sort of getting into social media in general, but Pinterest, everybody thinks of Pinterest as like for pinning pictures of recipes and wedding dresses and flowers and vacation homes and things like that. How in the world does Pinterest generate traffic to entrepreneurial or small business websites?
Well, first let me say, people are not wrong when they say that Pinterest is a great place for the recipes and the planning weddings, because that's how I got into Pinterest to begin with. But people are really starting to see how powerful Pinterest is in driving traffic to their websites, and there's no reason why small business owners and entrepreneurs should be using that and leveraging that power it has. And Pinterest actually allows businesses to have their own page. So where you can have a personal profile, you can also have a business profile as well. And the way it drives traffic, to your website is, you know, when you have a profile on Pinterest, you can add content to your page by uploading an image and then linking that image to your website, or you can pin directly from your website or any website. And then when you click on the image on the pin, you're redirected to the source of that image. So as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, when you are adding content, when you are creating images and then linking those images to your website, if those images are eye-catching, if people are drawn to them, you are having people click directly through to your website. And so unlike a lot of other social media sites where, like on Facebook or Twitter, they're looking at your Facebook profile first or your Twitter profile first, with Pinterest, if they like what you're posting, they're going right to your website. They're not going right to your boards. So it's extremely powerful, and it's a great way to drive traffic to your website.
You know, you said something really important. I mean, the Internet largely is, in my opinion, is about two things, information, but it's also about images, because we obviously, to be on the Internet, we're looking at our monitors, right? And, you know, I learned, I'm trying to think, probably about a year ago when I started, because I've been doing success tips and things like that. I'm very big on Facebook, as you know. And when I started posting pictures with some of the success tips or quotes or things like that, those are the ones that get noticed more. And actually, that is one of the reasons that I started getting interested in Pinterest. And so that is the cool thing about Pinterest, is people are drawn to graphics and things like that. So why is the traffic different from Pinterest than, say, the traffic that might come from a Facebook or Twitter profile?
Well, so first I want to talk a little bit about the images, because I thought of something when you were mentioning the images. I recently wrote a blog post about why Pinterest is so brilliant, and the reason I think it's brilliant is because we are all victims of the shiny object syndrome. Especially as entrepreneurs, we constantly have ideas going through our head. I don't know about you. Well, I know about you, but for me as well, I'll be working on one thing and something pops into my head and I have to go work on that other thing. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs are like that because we have so many ideas and we're so excited. Pinterest really leverages that aspect of our personalities. You look at Pinterest and you see all these different images and you can just bounce back and forth between many different topics and many different pieces of information. On Facebook, you choose what kind of information you want to see. You choose first who you want to follow, who you want to like. So you're already narrowing down the information that's coming up on your newsfeed. So it's a little bit different. And I forget the second part of your question.
I wanted to know about, I'm big into Facebook, a little bit into Twitter, Google+, of course, my YouTube channel's big, but how is the traffic that is generated from those sites different than the traffic that might be generated from, say, having a Pinterest page?
Okay, great. So it's kind of getting there, I guess. With Pinterest, you can follow people. You have followers and you follow other people, but it's all public. Unless you specifically make a board secret, which I don't do, and I don't think many people do, but unless you specifically make your board secret, everyone can see your information, or everyone can see your pins, and you can see everyone's pins. If you're on Pinterest, you'll see there's an everything feed, which is every single one of the millions of people that are probably using Pinterest, their pins show up on the everything feed. So there's really an unlimited number of people that can see your pins. If somebody repins your pin, all of their followers are now seeing it on that person's profile. So the reason the traffic that is coming from Pinterest is different than Facebook is that people that are finding you on Pinterest don't necessarily know you yet, especially if they're discovering you through one of their followers. So when they go to, like I said before, when they click through to your website from a pin, they're just discovering you, and they were drawn to your page from one pin, from one image that kind of caught their attention, and then they go to the blog post, and they read the blog post, and like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what else this guy is writing about. And so they just want to click through and see what else you have. If they liked one image that you pinned, they're probably going to like more images or more content on your website. So the reason that's different from Facebook is because on Facebook, they already know you, and they have already been reading your stuff. What I've seen with managing your page is that when people click through from Pinterest, they are staying on your website three times as long as they are when they're clicking through from Facebook.
I was blown away when you showed me that statistic on, on Google Analytics, by the way, which is how we're tracking all that. But, and I think you said something really important. So people that follow me on Facebook or follow other people and things like that, that is true. I think there's a little bit more, the whole know, like, and trust factor has already been developed. But I think there's a lot of people on Pinterest who don't necessarily know me, but, well, that's pretty interesting, or a blog, or, you're posting my podcast, you're posting videos, all kind of things, and they go, well, that's interesting. Let me go learn a little bit more. So when they click that image and go to thenewsletterguru.com or getjimpalmer.com, anything like that, they are spending more because they're learning, which is very, very powerful. Jess, I actually think social media is all about building community. People want to feel part of a group or community. They want to get to know each other. And Pinterest is a really – whoever came up with this is brilliant, because they tapped into a way visually where people sort of get to know each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, when I go to live events, I'm always talking about the importance of live events, and people come up to me, hey, Jim, have you been kayaking lately, or how's Toby, or – I was at an event just a week or so ago. Now it's like, how's Nathan? that things like that. And people learn about that from Facebook and videos. And now Pinterest is another way for people to do that. So for somebody that's getting started, maybe they created an account, but they're not doing much with it, Jessica, what kind of boards, should someone have when they're using Pinterest? And if we haven't yet, we should probably say what a board is.
Right. So on Pinterest, Pinterest is an online virtual bulletin board. So it's actually, there are multiple boards. On your profile, you can have multiple boards. So you're organizing your thoughts and your images and your pins into different categories. So I'll give you as an example, you know, the type of boards you want to create, you know, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, when you're using Pinterest for business, you want your boards to be specific to your niche, be specific to your industry, because really the goal here is obviously to provide content and to provide value to your followers. So while it's great to, you know, have a board about something fun, about, you know, food and TV shows, you want those to show your personality. The boards that you want to be first and foremost on your page are about your niche, about your business, about your brand. So you want to have a board for your business. If you want to, if you have multiple businesses, have a board for each business. If you make videos, if you have a YouTube channel, you can post videos onto Pinterest. Have a board for your videos. Obviously, with Newsletter Guru TV, there's tons of different categories, so you have a board for each category. If you are, you know, if you get interviewed by podcasts and radio shows, or you've been featured in different articles, blog posts, have a board showing, you know, all of the places that you've been exposed in media. When I'm scheduling your interviews, I've used Pinterest very strategically, because I will tell these potential interviewers, go to Jim's Facebook page and look at the board labeled interviews. So you can actually have, I have all of your, the replays of the interviews you've done on one board. So it's just a fantastic organizing tool, and it's a great way for people to get to know you just by organizing your businesses, your interests, your brand, and, you know, where you've been exposed in media.
Well, you know, there's a couple things that I was doing when I got started with Pinterest before you took it over for me, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, so feel free to correct me, but I was pinning multiple pins to different boards. So, for example, when I set up my page, I had, you know, success tips or smart marketing advice, but there was also, I had a video board and things like that. So when I did an episode of Newsletter Guru TV, I would post it to the video, to the Newsletter Guru TV board, but I would also post it, depending what it is, to the kind of, for instance, smart marketing. Is that board, is that a good strategy, or what do you think about that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that strategy. I think it's great because it's getting your pin up there on Pinterest multiple times. So with Pinterest, you can follow all of, you. If I were to follow you, I could choose to follow all of your boards, or I could just follow specific boards. Like, say, oh, I don't want to follow your recipes, but I want to follow your marketing videos. So say, for example, there's somebody following, you know, your newsletter marketing video board, but they're not following your Jim's Wisdom board. Well, if you're pinning it to both, you're reaching out to different people and more people. So I think that's a great strategy. I do that when I'm managing your Pinterest page. The only thing, in my opinion, I would recommend repinning, if you're going to repin the same image to multiple boards, maybe spacing it out a few minutes. Because personally, when I see the same image multiple times on my Pinterest feed, it looks spammy. So I don't know, maybe somebody has a different opinion about that. In my opinion, it just looks spammy if there's multiple images from the same person. So maybe just repin it a few minutes later.
Wow, that's great advice. All right, so we're going to take a really quick time out here, but on the other side, I'm going to ask Jessica some very important questions. One of them is, what is a group board, and what kind of images are getting liked and repinned the most? So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we're back. Let's get right back to my interview with Pinterest marketing expert and founder of Entrepreneur Support Services, Jessica Rhodes. So, Jess, one of the things I want to ask you about, first of all, let me go back to a point you made right before the commercial. You know, I think multiple boards is a very cool strategy because, you know, in marketing and I think in business in general, one size does not fit all. And I also know that people learn differently. Some people like to read blog posts. Some people prefer video. Some people might like, you know, auditory, so listening to podcasts. So posting the same thing to different posts, I think, is a very good, or to same boards, is a very good strategy. I do agree with you that you don't want to do it at the same time because, you know, I think Pinterest, similar to Facebook, has, I guess you might call it a news feed, and somebody who's following all of your boards, you know, it's going to go bam, bam, bam. So I think stretching it out is a good thing. So, Jessica, what is a group board? And, you know, should people join these different group boards or just try and kind of stay in their own little cocoon?
Okay, so a group board is it's pretty self-explanatory. It's where multiple people can pin to the same board. So you can start a group board and then invite other people to pin to that board. A group board could be anywhere from 2 to I don't even know what the limit is. I just had you join a group board called Words of Wisdom, and there's almost 200 people pinning to this board. And so the brilliance behind group boards is that when you pin to the board, everyone in that board is going to be notified and it's going to show up on their feed whether or not they have followed you yet. And I want to just talk a little bit about the brilliance behind these group boards is that, you know, you joined this group board recently, Words of Wisdom. There's 188 plus people on this board. And truth be told, I wasn't sure how brilliant these group boards were. You kind of get a lot of invitations from them every now and then. You think to yourself, oh, is it worth it? I mean, I don't know who this person is that invited me. But I said, okay, I'm going to join it because you have a board called Jim's Wisdom, so it sounded like a good fit. And I've been repinning Jim's Wisdom pins to this board, and an amazing thing happened. Just in the past few days, a ton of new people started following you. A ton of people started repinning the pins when it was on the Words of Wisdom board. Now, notice I've already had those pins on your private board, the Jim's Wisdom board, but because a lot of members of the Words of Wisdom group board were not following you yet, they weren't seeing these pins. So now that I've added them to the group board, there are all these new people that are drawn to it, that like your tips and are now repinning it, liking it. I guarantee you they're clicking through to your blog and your website. So it was just this great light bulb that went off in my head when it started happening. As the group boards are amazing. You
know,
join
cool.
group boards. It was really, really cool to see all these new people following you and liking you and making comments on the board that say, you know, thank you for connecting. Thank you for joining our group board. Because when somebody's a member of a group board, if they're active on it, they're engaged. They're specifically going to that board and looking who is active and who's pinning. So group boards are great.
That's awesome. You know, my friend James Malinchek has this term called spider webbing. And so when you do one thing, you have it go off and imagine a spider in multiple directions and get the most kind of bang for the buck. And I think that's really when you were describing these group boards, I was thinking of spider webbing. So I post to my page, but if we also post to this group page where I think it probably gets a lot more traffic because it's having actually multiple people contributing, that's more people getting to know you. It's just so doggone powerful. Oh, man, we're down to about 10 minutes. I got so many questions. What kind of images get liked and repinned the most, Jessica? What have you been finding?
All right. Number one, infographics are by far the most popular type of images. An infographic is, in your words, you've called it eye candy. It's making information beautiful is the way somebody else describes it. When you look at Pinterest, the majority of pins are the same kind of square box. An infographic is a long rectangle. So when you're looking, one of the reasons infographics get liked more and pinned more is because they're just bigger. You know, your eyes are drawn to that pin. So infographics are very popular. They have a lot of information, and they really draw people to click through to your website to get more information. Another type of pin that's really popular are lists, and like checklists, how-tos, you know, do-it-yourself type things, which are more in the when we were talking at the beginning about like weddings and, you know, recipes, a lot of the do-it-yourself pins are popular. But you can absolutely use them as a business owner too. I mean, I recently pinned an image that said, you know, 5 reasons Pinterest is brilliant or something like that. So, you know, these checklists, you know, that show you how to do something and provide information. And the other thing about Pinterest images, the types of images that are effective are just ones that draw your attention, that are bright, have a call to action on your image. I always put something like, click here to learn more. Because whether or not someone thinks that they want to click, if they see click here, they're going to click before they even really register whether or not they want to. It's just they will.
Yeah.
And we've seen that proven time and time again. So just adding click here to the image is going to get people to click.
And so, yeah, let's make sure this is ultra clear for everybody who may not be entirely familiar with Pinterest. So if there's an image, and I do agree the how-tos are always, I mean, how. First of all, adding the word how-to to any subject line, even in like email marketing, is very powerful. People want to know how to do a lot of different things. But the cool thing is when you started creating these info boards, how to, you know, get more, you know, repeat business from newsletters or whatever, people are drawn to those because they're short bullets, there's pictures that go with it. That's why I called it eye candy. But the cool thing is, those images that they're looking at on Pinterest, whether it's on my boards or whether it's on boards anywhere that people have repinned, if they actually click the click here, it's simply because it's part of the overall image, it takes them to my website, which is so cool. And I think that's one of the most powerful things. So actually, let's jump over to talk about Google Analytics a little bit. So what kind of results have you been seeing on Google Analytics since you started managing my my Pinterest marketing?
So since I've been managing your Pinterest marketing, Google Analytics has really just plain and simple has shown that Pinterest drives more traffic to your website than any other social media site, period. You know, there's really no other way to say it. It drives more traffic. People stay longer on your website when they come from Pinterest, and we talked about that earlier. Why? It's because they might not be following you yet. So when they click through to your website, they're staying longer to learn more about you. So, I mean, that's just it. I mean, Google Analytics has really just shown us that more people are coming from Pinterest. They're staying longer, and they're referring more.
That's a really cool thing, and I know that time on site is a very big thing. And so, again, I don't fully know. That's why I have Adam, my sensei, for all of my presents. I don't know how to do that, but I know I can go in there and look at those reports, and it shows all the different pages people land on. It shows where they came from. And my goodness, when you showed me a week ago how much traffic Pinterest is sending to the Newsletter Guru or Gretchen Palmer or No Hassle Newsletters, whatever site you happen to link those infographics to, and then those people were staying because they were curious, inquisitive, they wanted to know more, that right there told me, man, it's time to open up the spigot and do more of this. So what kind of time does it take somebody, you know, because, you know, not everybody is going to have the VAs that I have on my team, but if somebody wanted to get started, let's say that, you know, someone's got they're a solopreneur and, you know, they're still kind of in the mode of chief cook and bottle washer, what kind of time does it take them if they were to get involved with Pinterest and manage their own account just to get started?
So to start, I wanted to start by saying, obviously, the more time you dedicate to any type of social media site, the more, you know, the higher the return on your investment is going to be. But honestly, any time is better than no time. So if all you have is 10 minutes in the evening, you know, 10 minutes a day to dedicate to it, just take a few minutes, add a couple pins, and just get comfortable with it. As far as time goes, you know, it's most effective when you are active on Pinterest after 8 o'clock at night Eastern time and on Saturdays, because you want to be pinning when lots of people are on. That way more people are seeing your images. So what I recommend is that every night at 8 o'clock, if you're, you know, sitting on your couch with your laptop watching TV, just hop on Pinterest and add a couple pins. You know, it only takes a few minutes. Now, that being said, you know, you also want to be adding images that are eye-catching. You want to be adding infographics, so that is going to take more time. You know, you need to spend time creating those images. But if you're just getting started, just start by pinning what's already on your website. I promise you, you will start seeing traffic go to your website, and then as you get more time, maybe as you get a virtual assistant, you know, you can start outsourcing the task to someone who can really start ramping up the image creation, creating infographics, and you're going to just start, you know, you're going to, Google Analytics is going to show you how powerful Pinterest is.
Jessica, what about people that are starting out and they are posting to Facebook or their websites or blog or whatever? Can all of that, any and all of that, be pinned to Pinterest, or can they repin Facebook posts, or is it better to do blog posts, or
so you cannot pin from Facebook.
Okay.
That's one website where, you know, if you have the pin it add-on to your toolbar, if you click that on Facebook, it won't work. So there are some, you know, some websites where it's not pin friendly, but yes, pin from your blog. What I recommend is uploading an image to Pinterest and then making the source go to your website. So if you don't have a really eye-catching source linked to your blog, upload the image to Pinterest and then just simply link it to where you want that person to click through to.
Oh, very cool. So let me summarize real quick. So I think, first of all, Pinterest has absolutely positively proven to me that it can be a major source of new traffic, which means it's a major source of new potential customers. The more eye-catching the graphics can be, the better. What we have learned here with Jessica taking over my Pinterest account is that infographics, these kind of virtual posters, if you will, are getting repinned more than anything. Not only are they eye-catching for the people reading them, but people that even repin stuff, in other words, they're not the source of creating great eye candy, they like to repin cool stuff. So if you're the creator of the cool eye candy, that works. Now, Jessica, I want to just give you like 30 seconds. How can people learn more about you? Because I know, obviously, you're doing this for a small number of clients, and you also have a little service where you're creating infographics. So, you know, just how can people learn more about you?
So visit my website. It's www.entrepreneursupportservices.com. And one more thing popped in my head as you were saying that. A really cool statistic is that 80% of the pins on Pinterest are repins. If you are that 20% that is adding content, that's very powerful. So if I haven't sold you yet on adding content and creating images and infographics, that should sell you right there. So, you know, check out my website. It's, again, entrepreneursupportservices.com. You know, connect with me on Facebook. There's Entrepreneur Support Services. I'm also on Pinterest. My Pinterest username is Jess Rhodes, ESS. And, you know, if you're interested in talking with me about managing Pinterest, there's a form you can fill out and we can have a conversation. If you just want me to design an infographic, there's a way to just order an infographic. So I'd love to connect with you because I'm very passionate about the power of Pinterest. I've learned a lot about it, and it's no doubt a very powerful site to drive traffic to your website.
Awesome. Man, you're a fountain of knowledge. I'm so proud of you and everything you're doing with your business, and totally appreciate what you're doing for my business. So thanks for being an awesome guest, Jessica. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this very special live episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with one of my best VAs, my daughter Jessica Rhodes, the founder and president of Entrepreneur Support Services. Again, our website is entrepreneursupportservices.com. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.